çocuğum ben. Bu çocuğum ben. Bu çocuğum. Bu çocuğum ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM, and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we are talking with the University of Jamestown Student Senate Vice President Katie Ream. Katie, how are you today?
I'm good, Warren. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have you on the show today. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on with the University of Jamestown, but before we touch on that, we want to know a little bit about you. What is your interest and how did you get involved with the University of Jamestown Student Senate?
Well, this is my fourth year in Senate, my first year on the executive board, but my freshman year, I was really interested in it because I was on student council in high school. So I thought it would be just a great thing to stay involved in.
And now, what is your goals being involved with Student Senate? What have you hoped to achieve being involved with this?
Well, I wanted to be the voice of the students, and I wanted to find things that the students wanted to fix and then help fix it.
So then that's exactly what a Student Senate member should be there for, it sounds like, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Katie, there's a lot of things going on with the Student Senate. Do you want to touch on some of the things that you guys have been discussing in recent meetings?
Sure. A couple of the things we've been talking about is some of the academic classes and minors. And there's actually, we're probably going to try and get a minor figured out today. So that's pretty exciting. The minor would be Asian Studies. And we have all the classes for that. We just need to get it bundled up and have people interested in it.
So now would you say then that that Jamestown has needed this minor for some time and we just haven't, and the university just hasn't invested into that minor?
Well, probably, but it's kind of just another thing to get out there. Kind of, because since we're a university now, we should have more opportunities for people. And if they have that, then they can go study abroad more and stuff like that. So.
Right, right.
That'd be great.
That is good. Now, Katie, I've seen, and we talked a little bit before, but the university has kind of experienced some of these outbreaks of crimes with these car break-ins and with these vandalisms of the university buildings. Is there something that the Student Senate is trying to do in order to prevent these happening in the future?
Yes, we are trying to up the security measures on campus. And by doing that, we're getting more police to drive around during the night and people watch for people who have been breaking into cars. We're trying to get more lights set up in some parking lots so that they're kind of dissuaded to not, you know, break into cars and stuff. And then we're working on trying to maybe get cameras as well in the parking lot.
So there are no cameras right now anywhere on the on the campus, is there?
No.
Okay, so then that is correct. Okay, that's what the Student Senate is focusing on then right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I kind of took you out of a meeting to come onto the show today. What were you guys meeting what meeting were you in before you came onto our show today?
Actually, our meeting was only 15 minutes long today. We didn't have a lot to talk about, but what we did talk about was very, very efficient, and we got it done really fast.
And you met with Cabinet today?
We are meeting with Cabinet at noon.
At noon today, okay. Katie, now something big and major coming up for the University of Jamestown, and this is an annual thing, but the university's Trick or Can. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about Trick or Can and what that consists of?
Yes, it's kind of like a fundraiser. What we do is we get teams from different organizations and Senate to go around and collect food items, non-perishable food items for the Head Start food pantry. And last year, we were able to collect over 1,500 items. So
wow.
We're hoping to break that record this year.
Absolutely. Now, Katie, how can community members create a team as well to participate in this, or is it only student organizations or teams that can do this?
I believe it's only student organizations, but
okay.
What the community members can do is they can be ready to help donate those items when one of the teams comes by and, like, knocks on their door.
Okay, now, when is this taking place, Katie?
It will be on October 29th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay, now, that is something that everybody should know. October 29th from 6 to 8 p.m., it is called Trick or Can, and it happens usually every year. I know that there's probably been some times when you guys have gone around to collect these non-perishables, and people are, you know, asking, what is Trick or Can, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, well, this sounds like a fantastic opportunity. Now, what started Trick or Can?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
My freshman year, I remember being interested in it, but I didn't have time. I mean, it's a great opportunity for people to help in the community and in the college to help with this donation and stuff. So.
Right.
If people still want to donate but they're not going to be home, they can leave the food items in a visual place so that we can pick them up.
I was just going to ask you that. Okay, so then is that's all that's going on with Trick or Can? Now, where will the food be donated to, Katie? Where is all the collected food being donated towards?
It is going to be donated to the food pantry, the Head Start food pantry.
And has it always been donated to the Head Start food pantry?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Katie, we're about done here, but is there anything else going on with Student Senate, or is there any way to, if community members are interested in what's going on with Student Senate, is there any way they can contact you guys?
Yes, they can email us. They can email Logan Caldwell. He's our president, or they can email me. And our emails are just our first initial with our last name.
So. Okay. So do you want to give your, do you want to spell that out?
Mine is KROEHM at jc.edu. And then Logan's is LCALDWEL at jc.edu.
Okay, perfect. So if they have any questions or they have any comments or anything, they can contact you guys at your emails.
Yes, of course.
Perfect. Katie, is there anything else that you wanted to say about Student Senate, or is that about all that's going on for you guys right now?
That's pretty much everything.
Perfect. Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming onto the show today and taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Oh, that's no problem. Thank you for having me.